So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. And as you listen to this program, you're joined by thousands and thousands of others who are interested in the same information. We are all in this together. Our mission is to provide you the information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So our listening audience includes baby boomers who provide care for their aging parents. It includes seniors who are preparing for their own needs, and it includes medical professionals at all levels. So if you're listening to the radio currently, or you're streaming us online, or listening to the podcast after the fact, again, thanks for being here today. You can reach out at our toll-free number. Here it is. Write it down, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online. We have a great website, seniorcarelive.com. That's L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Okay, there's some really serious stuff happening in our marketplace, and you need to know about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, there are multiple parts to this consumer alert. So basically, it appears that Medicaid is beginning to tighten the belt, and there's nothing wrong with that at all as long as you continue to provide care for the people who qualify and the people who need the care. So here's an example. Medicaid pays for a semi-private room in a nursing home. And so in the past, if a family wanted their loved one to upgrade to a private room, okay, the family's been able to pool their resources and pay the difference from a semi-private room to a private room and upgrade so that their parents can have a little more privacy and a little better situation there. So within the past 2 weeks, I have been told by several Missouri and a couple of Kansas nursing homes this is no longer allowed. So they're reporting to me that Medicaid feels that if the family has enough money to do this, then the family can pay the full amount for the nursing home care, and Medicaid will just stop paying. And so, in my opinion, that is completely, 100%, totally ridiculous. Okay, the individual resident qualifies for Medicaid. It has absolutely nothing to do with the family resources or their willingness to chip in a little extra to do this. So family resources are not considered when an individual is qualifying for Medicaid, period. So with My Firm Senior Care Consulting, we've worked with many families over the years, and they've been able to do this. And it's been a good thing. And their parent qualified for Medicaid. And so, for example, one client or one family that I worked with, they had four siblings, and they were all willing to contribute about $300 a month. So we had $1,200 to work with to pay the difference between the semi-private room and the private room rate. And then, and that worked out great. And it was fine. Had nothing to do with Medicaid. Had nothing to do. And so now it appears that this may not be an option for families going forward. At least at some of the nursing homes that I've talked to recently, maybe not all of them, but I don't like that trend. And the trend is, and you're like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, the trend is that, you know, Medicaid saying, well, if you have some resources, then we're not going to pay for it. That signals to me the beginning of the thought of some cutbacks. So I think that's a really big deal. Number two, it appears that Medicaid may start to decline applications for people who are more independent than some others who may need a higher level of care at the nursing home. This one is the most alarming to me, and I've been dreading this for the last 15 years operating senior care consulting. I think I'm seeing the beginning of it. So let me explain. Senior care is evolving and escalating. And so independent living communities look a whole lot like assisted living used to look like not too long ago. Assisted living communities now look a whole lot like nursing homes used to look like. They're just now they're providing a lot higher level of care and a lot more support. And today, nursing homes look a lot like a hospital used to look like, and they're providing this the tremendous level of care there. So everything is ramping up, and it definitely appears that Medicaid is now heavily scrutinizing Medicaid applications. So I've worked with a couple of families recently, and their application is being seriously questioned. Now, they haven't been declined yet, but seriously questioned, and I think that's the beginning of something here. They clearly qualify for Medicaid financially, but there's a question of whether or not this person can qualify clinically to live in a nursing home that's paid for by Medicaid. So they're questioning a person who's 92 years old, has had dementia for over 8 years, the level of dementia, and this was diagnosed and deemed by their doctor, who is a highly thought of expert, their level of dementia is considered moderate to severe. They also have COPD. They use a walker for ambulation, and they are incontinent of bladder. So they wear the pull up briefs, and they need some help getting dressed. And so compared to many of the residents living in the nursing home, this person is now kind of looking a little more relatively independent and higher functioning, but they still need the care. So I, if you're going to expand the care to this really high level of care, don't penalize the person who still needs care, but is on, the lighter end of that care. Come on now. This is what really concerns me. So in the past, this person would have been approved for Medicaid with no problems whatsoever. However, today, this application is being questioned. And I believe this signals the very beginning of the Medicaid program trying to save money. Now, I would never advocate for Medicaid to unnecessarily pay for someone who truly did not need the care. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But it's just very clear to me that many people in the future may not qualify to stay in a nursing home and receive care paid for by Medicaid when these folks really and truly need the care, and they should qualify, and they certainly have in the past. There's no abuse has happened in the past, I'll tell you that. Okay, so the giant question is, what are these folks going to do? I mean, if you deny their claim, what are you going to do? That will keep me up at night if this continues. We're going to have a big problem here. All right, and then the last part, due to the extreme ongoing backlog of Medicaid applications in the state of Kansas, it's just becoming increasingly difficult for Kansas nursing homes to accept a resident with a payor status of what's called Medicaid pending. So if you run out of money and you need to move to a nursing home, you'll need to qualify for Medicaid so that Medicaid will pay for your stay in the nursing home. So pretty straightforward. So in the old days, the Medicaid application would be processed and approved in about 30 to 45 days. Pretty straightforward. It still works this way in Missouri, by the way. This is a Kansas-specific issue. The other two are Kansas and Missouri. This one's Kansas-specific. Okay, but right now, Kansas is taking several months to process applications, sometimes over a year. So what this means to a nursing home, they have to incur the cost of providing care and wait several months and sometimes over a year to then be reimbursed retroactively. And this causes, big time cash flow issues with a lot of these nursing homes. I recently spoke with the nursing home operator. They have a Medicaid pending application that's over a year old. They're over $100,000 of care into this, and there's no guarantee that these folks are going to get paid. There, what if that application is declined? And this is one of over 40 residents in the Medicaid pending status that they're caring for. One nursing home on the Kansas side has accounts receivable of over $1.5 million because of the current Medicaid pending situation. I mean, it is absolutely out of control. So my advice, do not wait until you're completely out of money to move to a nursing home. Now, I know sometimes you can't help that. Sometimes stuff happens and you're like, oh my goodness, and you're out of money and you didn't plan on this. But if you can at all help it, don't do that. There are several nursing homes that will still work with you if you can pay privately for, say, 1 or 2 or 3 months. Okay. But if you cannot do that, your options are becoming more limited by the day.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Oh, boy. So if I ruffled some feathers and caused some attention, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I hope that this is a little bit of a blip and not the beginning of a trend. But I have this bad feeling this may be the beginning, the very beginning of a trend. I've seen it consistently, and I've seen it way too many places in Kansas and Missouri over the last 2 to 3 weeks. And so it's getting my attention, and it's raising the red flags, and I wanted to share that information with you. All right, let's move on to our Senior Care Live question of the week. According to a major study, the average length of stay at an assisted living facility is A, 1.6 years, B, 2.4 years, C, 3.1 years, D, 5.8 years, or E, none of the above. The answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget that operators are always standing by. You will speak with a real live person. How about that? 24 hours a day, actually, 1-800-331-6445. And also, don't forget, if you don't have a radio, but if you have an internet connection, don't forget, the program streams live to any electronic device. It's super easy. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And we have lots of people all over the country streaming this program live. So how about that? All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. According to a major study, and I really like this study, so I lean on this one pretty hard, and I like it a lot. So according to a major study, the average length of stay at an assisted living facility is, so here are your choices, A, 1.6 years, B, 2.4 years, C, 3.1 years, D, 5.8 years, or E, none of the above. And the answer is B, 2.4 years. And I'll tell you what, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to break that down, and then I'm going to add to that because there's more to that story. So usually what you have in the situation of someone moving to assisted living, typically you've lived at home, you've had a need for quite a long time. And then you might have family and friend caregivers, and then your family and friend caregivers need help. So then typically, you'll see, them bring in some home care assistance from a home care provider to help out and give the family and friend caregivers a break. And then at some point, maybe down the road, then you may escalate that to the assisted living level. So that, and then 59% of assisted living residents actually graduate to the nursing home level of care. I'll finish that thought next week. With that, how about that for a segue? So I want to introduce my special guest today, Rick Shepherd with Golden Heart Senior Care. And Rick, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Steve. We're excited to be here. It's a pleasure.
All right. And also I want to introduce Michelle, your lovely wife. You're both co-owners of Golden Heart Senior Care. Now, Michelle is on camera duty, so she's taking lots of pictures and Michelle, I need copies of some of those. So just the ones that I look good in. So, my wife says I have a face for radio. So I don't know about that, but, but anyway, so thanks so much for being here, today. And then also, want to introduce my friend Patty Garrett, client care coordinator with Golden Heart Senior Care. And Patty, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you so much. Very good to be here.
All right. And Patty, I should probably say welcome back to Senior Care Live. For our listeners, if you have been listening for a long time, maybe way back to the beginning, Patty was my very first guest on Senior Care Live. Patty, that was back in July of 2013, back when you owned Home Watch Caregivers.
Yes.
And then you transitioned, you sold the business, took some time off, and you missed home care. And so you teamed up with Rick and Michelle, and what a team you guys are. So I appreciate you being here today, too.
This is like the relative that doesn't go away. I'm back.
All right. All right. So, well, hey, so let's get into this. So, Rick, I would just love for you to share your story and, you know, what led to your decision of opening or, you know, you woke up one morning and I think I want to start up a home care business, you know. So, obviously,
exactly.
there's more to that story. So, share your story with us.
Thanks, Steve. I've been in healthcare for about 30 years, 30 plus years, actually.
You don't look that old.
Well, I am. I'm actually part of the latter end of the baby boomers.
There you go.
So,
okay.
But I had been in medical sales, working for major companies in medical device and equipment, uh-huh. selling to hospitals and surgeons. About 10 years ago, 2005, started my own rep company, sold medical devices, saw a lot of surgeries, saw a lot of people go home, needed care once they got home, and we were looking for a way to possibly expand our business and started doing some research and saw a need, not only short-term but long-term, with me being included, like I said, the baby boomers. You know, there's about 40 million of them already over the age of 65, about 10,000 a day. I'm sure you've covered that extensively on your show, but are retiring. So we just saw like a real need there for folks to age in place in their home and mm-hmm. You know, there's, there just looked like an opportunity. So we kind of did some research on, starting our own or getting a franchise and uh-huh. we saw Golden Heart franchise and liked their model and purchased that. Mm-hmm. And, we've been in business now going on our third year.
Okay. And so for purchasing a franchise, what that gets you is, that gets you to the start line really fast because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to reinvent policies and procedures and how you do things and logos and all of that stuff is done and it accelerates your business plan, very, very, it could save months, maybe even years. Getting to that, we've opened our door. Now we're open for business.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and we, and once you get that kind of business in a box, but you've got to take it to the next level. You know, you've got to get out. And one of the things we saw lacking in the industry, we saw a lot of negativity with quality of service and caregivers, and we really wanted to explore that and as an owner, be very involved in providing good quality care.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you're right. So business in a box, and that doesn't mean anything. It comes down to the person owning it and the people mm-hmm. working and the caregivers that they hire and the attention and the communication. It all comes down to who's working in the office, running the business. And it comes down to you and Michelle and Patty. Really, really does. And I know you guys do a good job.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. And so, what services do you provide with Golden Heart Senior Care?
Well, I'm going to let Patty talk a little bit about this since this is her area.
Yeah.
And I'll defer to her on what she does.
Well, I'll go back to the very first show that you and I did together. And I made a kind of an odd statement. And that is the list of services that we do is so long that I kind of want to concentrate on the list of services we don't do.
Okay. Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
So in a nutshell, what we do is everything that your mom or dad or your loved one needs to stay in the home other than something that qualifies as a medical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if they need help with their meals, they need help with showering, bathing, if they are standby assist because they're a fall risk, if they need general housekeeping, anything that puts relief to the family mm-hmm. to where when they come over, they are spending time with their loved one. That's the list of what we do. What we don't do is something like shots, injections,
mm-hmm. On the medical side,
inserting catheters, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's all medical.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, and what you provide is, I mean, it is a very long list, and we'll get into some examples and that sort of thing later. But for our listeners, let me just let you know how you reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care, an excellent home care provider, here in the Kansas City metro area. Here's the phone number. Be sure to write that down and give these folks a call here. 913-534-8500. Again, that's 913-534-8500. You can also check them out online. Here's the website. It's called GoldenHeartOverlandPark.com. GoldenHeartOverlandPark.com. Hang on after the break. We'll have a whole lot more. See you in just a second. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 24 hours a day. Here it is. Write it down, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And if you ever miss an episode or you hear something and you're like, gosh, I wish someone could have heard that, no worries at all, no reason to panic. You can do that. After the fact, just simply go to seniorcarelive.com. You click on the podcast tab and you can listen live or not listen live, but listen to any of the podcasts of the previously aired episodes, and you'll see them by date. You can read about the subject matter and that sort of thing. And it is really that simple. We have hundreds and hundreds of people every month listening to podcasts after the fact. So, all right, back to my special guest today, Rick Shepherd and Patty Garrett and Michelle Shepherd with Golden Heart Senior Care. Let me give you their contact information again. Golden Heart Senior Care, just reach out to them. This is a great home care provider. We're going to talk more specifically about what they do and the tremendous help they can be for you and your family. And then we're going to provide some examples of how Golden Heart is currently or recently worked with some families and really helped them out in a big way. So here's the phone number, 913-534-8500. 913-534-8500. You could also visit online at GoldenHeartOverlandPark.com. GoldenHeart overlandpark.com. All right, so Patty, what geographic area do you cover? So obviously this is a 913 phone number. So is it you work in Kansas and Missouri, or
Kansas and Missouri both?
Okay.
When you're from Kansas, you're from Missouri, and when you're from Missouri, you're from Kansas. When it comes to this type of business, it's not something that we can just draw a line down the middle. So as far east as the eye can see in Missouri,
yep.
As far west in Kansas, north and south. If they need help, I can pretty much find a way to get them some help.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. And Rick, do you guys care for folks in the Northland as well?
Yes, we sure do.
Okay, and so it's so funny. I live in Kansas, but I'm not really hung up on this, but a lot of people are. I've worked with a lot of families that live in Kansas to say anywhere but Missouri.
Right.
I've worked with folks from Missouri anywhere but Kansas, but then we have the third area, and they're dead serious about this. Anywhere but south of the river. Keep me north of the river, Steve, and we're going to be happy. So, but it's great to know that you covered the entire metro area.
Yes, we do.
All right. And I have to say, before we get into some of the examples, I was interviewed on EJ and Ellen in the morning show a couple of weeks ago, and they were asking me about, you know, home care and, well, we talked about a whole bunch of stuff. The sandwich generation is what it was about. But we talked about home care, and EJ asked me an interesting question. He said, Steve, do the family members feel guilty if they bring in a home care provider, you know, someone from outside of the home to help care for their parents? And I said, well, it depends on how stressed out they are.
That's right.
Right. So if you feel like you are sinking and you need some extra help, and so you are reaching out to a home care provider and bringing in the help, I told him, I said, one morning away to just to recharge your battery, to go see your own doctor, to meet with the ladies or meet with the guys for coffee or lunch, go to a church service, just to get away and just take a breath and get a break and then come back in. I said, that's so exhilarating. It's so meaningful. It's so helpful. If they did feel guilty, they will forget about that.
It goes
very
away
quickly.
Real fast.
Yeah.
It goes away real fast. And not because they get a taste of freedom. That's not it.
No.
They get a taste.
They get a break.
They get a break, and they can come back, and they feel rejuvenated when they do come back. And so they want to duplicate that feeling.
Yeah.
They want to duplicate that whole experience.
And I don't think a lot of caregivers realize how much of a toll it's taking on them until they do get a break. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I really needed that for myself. Because Rick, you have to take care of yourself so that you can care for others.
Exactly.
And I equate this to the airplane, you know, when we're on the runway and we're taxiing out, and the flight attendant says, what do they always say? If we have turbulence and the oxygen mask comes out,
put yours on first.
That's right. Put your mask on first and then put the mask on, you know, your kids or those around you. So I think it's a perfect analogy. You have to care for yourself first so that you can care for this person you love so much.
It's so true, because by the time they call us, the caregiver is so exhausted, they just don't know which way to turn.
Yeah.
And they're worn out, they're sick, and so letting people know that respite kind of service is out there that we do for them is really a breath of fresh air, as Patty was saying.
And it's not a sign of weakness.
No.
To ask for help.
I think it's a sign of strength.
It is much so as a sign of strength, because once they get rejuvenated, then they walk back into it a completely different outlook on it.
And I think, and this is terrible, we've all seen it, I've seen caregivers provide care to their premature death, and they actually preceded this person in death. They actually passed before the person they love so much. And now you can't do anything for this person you love so much, and you've totally defeated the purpose. So, I mean, you have to take care of yourself. So if this is resonating with some of our listeners, reach out to Golden Heart. Let me give you their phone number and the website, but just talk to them and say, you know, this is what I'm thinking. I'm not even sure if it's a good idea. I just want to talk to somebody about this. Call Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500. 913-534-8500. And Kansas, Missouri, north or south, if you're listening to this, they can provide you service. 913 534-8500. Patty, let's get into some examples of how some of your clients have benefited from home care services.
Well, the first one that I wanted to kind of share is because I believe it's a very, very common experience, and that is, for example, a senior adult lady that we have currently right now. The daughters were pretty hesitant about allowing someone to come into the home. Mother has memory care issues, which, by the way, Senior Care Consulting is helping them to find an assisted living that meets her needs.
We are.
And but they have a gap. And they have this gap of now as opposed to when moving day comes. And they are so stressed out with trying to meet all of her needs, plus get all of this moving and packing and everything done. And so I said, just let me sit down and talk with you for a little bit. No obligation. Doesn't mean you're walking away from mom. We sat down. We talked about it. They understood that they needed to make a step of giving themselves a break so they could be better daughters to their mom. So we started out with 5 days a week, and it's exactly what we just discussed.
Yep.
They got a taste of how much more productive they could be in helping their mother, but also in being daughters to their mothers and being sisters to each other.
Yep.
They got a taste of that. So it very quickly went to 7 days a week. It's a very temporary situation. She is moving to an assisted living, but now before she moves to that apartment, these daughters, they're able to concentrate. I talked with her this morning. They're doing packing. They're deciding what stays, what goes, that sort of thing.
That's a huge task, by the way.
Yes.
And that's very emotional, too. I mean, you're talking about moving your mom from her home to an assisted living apartment. It's a really nice place. Okay. But you're downsizing. What do you take? You know, what do you sell? What do you throw away? What do you donate? What do you keep in the family? That's a huge, huge deal.
Well, and the comment she made this morning was, I'm exhausted.
Yep.
But I can't imagine how much more exhausted I would be if we didn't have that caregiver here every single day to absorb the care of her mother, which is showering, meals, you know, making sure her mother is staying safe and not wandering.
Well, and her mom, you know, with the memory care issues, she is in elopement risk. She's very mobile. So, I mean, you can't just walk away. I mean, someone needs to be with her. So I would say that they couldn't get this job done without your help.
Well, the sense of relief that you hear in their voice is well worth the effort that it, you know, it's a big deal to make that right match.
Yeah.
To get the right caregiver with them. And that's my biggest stress. That's my biggest responsibility, is to match up the client and the caregiver together, that it's a good fit.
Well, and they did report back to me, and they said that you did a great job. You continue to do a great job. They said that they really connected with you. They hit it off. They appreciated the person that you brought out, and they said that the caregivers have been a really good fit for their mom. I think they had a kind of a negative experience with another provider
they
previously,
did.
And we won't dwell on that, but they're saying you're doing a heck of a good job, and they're just really happy with the service.
Well, and because of a previous negative experience, that is not what the world of private duty home care is. It's just not. It can be done right. And when it's done right, it's wonderful.
Well, and they didn't know how it was done. After the break, I'm without naming names, I'm just going to share a little bit of the story of what they experienced. And then I think it did make them hesitant to call anyone else, because they're thinking in their mind, oh, is this how all home care providers? I assured them it was not how all home care providers operate, and that's not how Golden Heart operates. So reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care, their home care provider. They do a fantastic job. 913-534-8500. That's 913-534-8500. You could also go online at goldenheartoverlandpark.com. goldenheartoverlandpark.com. We're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by.
1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. All right, back to my special guest today from Golden Heart Senior Care, Rick and Michelle Shepherd and Patty Garrett. And so, Rick, we had a brief conversation off mic here on the break, and I just think this is important. When a lot of people say, you know, there are over 200 or I don't know how many, you know, home care providers out there, what do you think is what's important to you? And I said, well, what I think may be the most important is how involved is the owner or the management of the home care company? So you're the owner, you and Michelle own it, and you're in the office every day. And I can, if I can call you, clients can call you. I understand that Patty's tied up tomorrow. So she said, hey, Rick, I need some help. And you're like, sure. Yeah. I mean, so you're involved on a day to day basis. I think that is one of the most important elements in choosing a home care provider.
It is important. And I, you know, in any business, the owner, to be an absentee owner, you know, you lose touch of what's going on in your business. And this is a very serious business. We're taking care of people. We can have fun at it, but it's very serious to make sure all the moving parts are working, you know, making sure we got a great team. You know, when I met Patty, I knew instantaneous that, you know, she was going to bring great value to our business and to our clients. And, but you do, you have to be involved. You have to, no matter how big we get, my goal is hopefully, you know, you get bigger, you delegate, but still keep my hands in what's going on so we can make decisions on how to be better.
You know? Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of companies have, you know, absentee owners and, you know, they call in from Texas once a month to, hey, you know, how much money did we make last month? Well, that's fine. Okay. But this is a high touch personal business. And I think there's tremendous value for ownership to be, you know, boots on the ground and hands on and working. And I appreciate that about you.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
All right. So Patty, give us another example of some clients that you're working with and how you've been able to help them.
Well, I think another good example is we have a male client who has a condition that causes him to not have mobility.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs help transferring. The wife is his primary caregiver, but it's kind of a situation that a lot of families face. The kids don't live here.
Yep.
The kids live out of town.
Yep.
So there was a lot of pressure on the wife to get some help, get some help. No, I can do it myself. I'm doing okay by myself. Well, what happened is exactly what you talked about earlier. Her body started breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
She started having some issues. And her goal is to keep him at home. It's not just a goal. She will keep him at home.
Absolutely.
For the rest of his life.
Yep.
He will never see the inside of a quote unquote facility.
Yep.
Okay. If she's going to do that, I kind of had to sit down with her and have a talk and say, how are you going to do that with this that's happening to your body? Tell me how. Along with that came starting out with some help. And then that grew to a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
He had a crisis, went into the hospital for a while, came home. No way can I do this on my own.
Yeah.
I want the help.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the key thing is I got a call from the son just a few weeks ago, and he is so thrilled being out of town, knowing that his mom, he knows what's going on with his dad's body.
Yeah.
He knows that. What he's worried now is about his mom. So now he is so much more relieved because he knows that there's help there and he doesn't feel guilty that he's not coming into town as much as he should or as much as he thinks he should.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a perfect win-win situation to where she saw the value of getting some more help with her husband to help her body so that she's not hurting herself.
And her husband's getting the care. His wife is getting some relief, and mm-hmm. then their son is getting some mental health
yes.
relief because he's not so stressed out about the whole situation all the time.
Well, and when he called, he just must have said 3 or 4 times, "I'm so grateful."
Yeah.
"I'm so grateful."
No doubt.
So now when son calls and talks to mom or dad over the phone, it isn't him trying to persuade them to get some help.
Yep.
The help is there. So now they have conversations about other family things, what I call normal conversations.
Right, right.
You know, family dynamics. We have to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So it's a big, big pressure off of all of them. And it wasn't, and we're only there during the day from 10 to 3. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and so on another day, we will talk about, you know, cost comparison. Mm-hmm. I'll make a real quick cost comparison. You move to an assisted living facility, you're looking at $5,000 to $6,000 a month for the nursing home. You're looking at $6,000 to $6,500 with a roommate, $7,500 to $10,000 a month without a roommate. And so, I mean, that's really expensive. You may not need 24-hour a day home care. You may need 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day,
that's
maybe
right.
a couple times a week. Maybe that increases to 4 or 5 days a week, but it is stunning. I promise you, it is stunning how much of a break and how helpful even a little bit of help can be.
Well, and sometimes someone will say, well, but what would they do for that full hours? You know what? You let me sit with you for about 20 minutes
yeah.
and point out a few things to you and ask some key questions about, tell me what all you do, daughter, about keeping this house running for your mom and dad. You tell me your list, and then I can provide you a list with everything that we're going to be able to come yeah. in and make your life easier, too.
Well, the bottom line is I think most people don't realize how much they really are doing. They underreport
don't.
It. And then if you have them just kind of remove themselves, step back, and make a list, you're like, oh, man, no wonder I'm so tired.
That's right.
yeah.
And I think one of the things too, I think studies have shown that they really live longer. They have more peace in their life being in their own home. So if we can help them stay in their home a year, 2 years longer, it's really beneficial to that individual.
And I think even though my business has to do with helping people find a community at all the mm-hmm. different levels, the bottom line is it's my personal belief that if someone can remain independent as long as possible, I think you should do that for as long as that makes sense. When it no longer makes sense, that's when I can help out a family. If this is resonating with our listeners, reach out to Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500. It's 913-534-8500. So, Patty, we've got about a minute. And so let's talk about just briefly about how you interact with hospice.
Hospice is very, very near and dear to my heart. Hospice helped keep my husband at home.
Mm-hmm.
So if you blend that with the benefits of private duty home care, The grieving experience, the memories that you are left with once your loved one has passed, what's critical is what it was like at the very end, okay? But we still provide home care with people who are on hospice who are not actively passing.
Yeah, they might be on palliative care maybe.
That's right.
Or in the early parts of hospice.
That's right. And if we get a plan going before that end crisis hits, and we've gotten with the family and they trust us, they trust their caregiver, then their experience becomes they're coming over as son or daughter and they're not coming over to do that care when it's nearing the end time.
Absolutely. Call Golden Heart Senior Care, 913-534-8500. Rick, Michelle, and Patty, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Steve. Pleasure.
All right, to everyone listening, I am so honored you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.